Thank you, Mr. President. Just to respond to the renewed proposals from Belarus and Venezuela regarding the inclusion of language related to unilateral economic measures in the program plan, we continue to oppose this. And just to clarify our position and why, a few points. First, on Bridgetown, we note that that paragraph was essentially a restatement of paragraph 30 of the 2030 agenda. And while we always oppose cherry-picking from one UN document, which was carefully negotiated, we note that that does not actually provide a clear and direct mandate to UNCTAD to conduct this research. The second thing that we would note with this regard is that this issue has been discussed extensively across UN agencies, including at the April 2023 Financing for Development Forum. And there was consensus at that forum that that language, the similar language, should not have been included in that outcome document. And we should follow that precedent in this scenario as well. Then just more generally on our position on our sanctions program, I think it's key to understand that where we have applied sanctions, we have done so in accordance with international law and with specific objectives in mind, including a means to promote a return to rule of law or democratic systems, respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms, or to respond to threats to international security. Those who suggest that sanctions are inherently unjustified or problematic advance a false narrative, and we cannot support any language that suggests that. We do agree that unnecessary obstacles to international cooperation should be removed, but we do not share the view that nationally imposed sanctions fall into that category. Among other things, sanctions are designed to promote accountability for human rights violations and abuses and impose financial consequences on those who pillage the wealth and resources of their people and facilitate and engage in the production and trafficking of illicit drugs and transnational organized crime, all of which can erode legitimacy and lead to instability. So again, we reiterate our opposition to UNCTAD conducting independent research on this solely on the basis of Bridgetown or the documents that were cited by our colleagues. Thank you.